This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Christopher Cruz. 3 months after the last Mega Millions jackpot was won, we have another winner.
Across America, Mega Jackpot.
Good evening, I'm Adrienne Wofford. It's tonight's Mega Millions jackpot.
The winning $1.22 billion ticket was sold in Cottonwood, California. If the winner takes their money up front, they'd get about $550 million before taxes. Why is it that people keep buying these Mega Millions tickets when the odds of winning are 1 in about 303 million?
I'm always hopeful that one day I'll win, so I keep trying. I know the odds are against me, but who do I have to lose?
Oh, man, it would be like a new life. It would be being born all over again.
And speaking of big bucks, the Treasury Department could be forced to make some drastic financial moves in a few weeks.
In a letter to Congress, the Treasury Secretary said these extraordinary measures or accounting procedures will need to start as early as January 14th if lawmakers fail to raise the debt ceiling. Raising the debt ceiling allows the federal government to borrow money to pay off the bills for spending Congress already approved. Secretary Yellen says Congress must act to protect the full faith and credit of the United States. The federal debt presently stands at roughly $36 trillion and has grown during both Republican and Democratic administrations. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The UN Children's Fund says this year has been one of the worst for children in conflict areas. UNICEF's Joe English.
There are rules that warring parties are supposed to adhere to, which includes ensuring that children are protected, that children are not killed, that children's schools and hospitals are protected, that they're not recruited and used in the fighting. And so all we're asking for is for those rules of war to be respected.
English says more than 473 million children today live in areas affected by wars, and a record number of them are missing or having their rights violated, either by being killed or injured, or being out of school, missing life-saving vaccines, or being critically malnourished. Sportscaster Greg Gumbel has died after a battle with cancer. CBS Sports HQ host Russ Thaler says Gumbel had quite the career.
Gumbel is most well-known for covering the NFL and college basketball. Along with Phil Simms, he formed CBS's lead NFL announcing team for 6 seasons and called 2 Super Bowls. In 2001, he became the first African-American to do play-by-play for a major sports championship in the United States when he called Super Bowl 35 for CBS.
Gumbel was a play-by-play announcer and studio host known mostly for his work at CBS Sports. He was 78 years old. Actor Denzel Washington and CBS Mornings co-host Gayle King both turn 70 today. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Think local this holiday season with Family Natural Foods, where truly unique gift ideas include Vanvoss gourmet oils and balsamic vinegars, gourmet chocolates, fair trade coffee and hand-woven baskets, fabulous essential oils. You just gotta come in and see this stuff. Give the gift of health with Terry Naturally products on sale this month. Or maybe a gift certificate for that hard-to-buy person in your life. Get to Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Ave in Wisconsin Rapids and think local this holiday season. Family Natural Foods.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally. Oh, it's almost Christmas. Wow. Here we are ending the year on a good note, I hope. Because of all this past year, I'm sure you have made big changes in your lifestyle choices. I know you are avoiding sugar and you are lowering your carbohydrates. White flour, white sugar, no, no, no. Not good for us. We got to dump it. Boycott it. Don't buy anything with refined carbohydrates, because they turn into sugar in our bodies. They convert to sugar in order for them to be metabolized for energy. You don't need sugar for energy. You need fat. Fat is the best source of energy. When you eat sugar, it's like a quick burning of energy. It's like striking a match. And the match goes out almost immediately. And when you burn fat, It's like lighting a candle that'll burn for a long, long time. So depend on fat and proteins for your energy, not carbohydrates. You've been misled for a long, long time. All of our government directions for what we should eat are influenced by the food manufacturers because they want their say-so in what is directed to Americans as to what they should eat. Oh, they want all their sugar consumed. They want all their carbohydrates, all their junk food, all the ultra-processed foods, all the garbage on the supermarket shelves. Doesn't that just tell you something? And if grocery stores are making a section in their grocery store or supermarket for health foods, what does that say about the other foods that are sold in that grocery store? What are they? Garbage foods? Because we have a health food section. Why don't you just go to the health food section and buy your food? And the other foods are all processed and refined and ultra-processed and laden and loaded with chemicals, all kinds of chemicals. We eat tons of chemicals. What do you think that does to our body? And what happens to those chemicals that combine in our body to make something like, we don't know, what could it be? But you get all this and more right here every week, same time, same station, on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. This is the last show of the year. Well, maybe there's one more coming up, but we're pretty close out to the end of the year. And what's going to happen to 2025? Make a point that you're going to improve dramatically in 2025. You can even start thinking about your resolutions for 2025. What do you want to be? How healthy do you want to be? How agile? How mobile? How much fun do you want to have? How much happiness do you want to have? Start thinking about that, because you can have all that. Because as you become healthier, you influence a lot of hormones in your body, a lot of nutrients. And those hormones, some of them are feel-good, healthy hormones. Feel good. You know that hormones make you feel good? How much are you too low on some hormones? Are you too low on some neurotransmitters that talk to your cells, talk to your brain, talk to your nervous system? You can be happier, healthier, and feel fantastic if you want. But you got to want. So if you want it bad enough, you'll do the things that we talk about by dumping sugar, by drastically lowering carbohydrates. And when you do select carbohydrates, take that from the category of fruits and vegetables, not bread, not grains. Grains cause pigs and cows to become fat. That's how they fatten animals, with carbohydrates, corn, starch. You wonder why we are a nation of obesity? Because our diet is primarily carbohydrates. Don't listen to the government. They're not going to give you the answers. They are only going to answer to the food and drug manufacturers. It's all money, folks. We're the last one on the bottom of the totem pole to be considered. They'll just keep us alive and survive, just so they can sell us more garbage and more drugs. We're their money makers. They need sick people to sell their products. Healthy people don't need drugs. We can be healthy by what we eat. Actually, it's never going to change. Food is our best medicine. But I've got a whole ton of stuff to talk about today. We're going to talk about why the shortest day and the longest day of the year, today, December 21st, I'll tell you more about that. And I'll tell you about holiday stress. Why do you need holiday stress? If you don't enjoy the holidays, at least don't make it stressful. And then we're going to take a look at the old bug, Candida. Seems like everybody gets Candida sometime in their life. And here are two brand new studies that indicate how to prevent eye problems, vision problems, and material exercise is good for babies. I should say maternal, not material, maternal. And poor sleep maturely ages your body. Poor sleep. How do batteries recharge? You plug it in and you recharge it for 12 hours or whatever it might take, depending on what the product is. Battery, you know, in a flashlight, battery in your phone. It takes time. And our bodies need time to recharge. But you can't keep doing something endlessly stressful and recharge. You need sleep. Sound, deep sleep. Wonderful thought. And so many people do not get a good night's sleep. So we'll talk about that sometime in the future. How you can have a good night's sleep. There is a neurotransmitter in your body that does help you have a wonderful good night's sleep. We'll talk about that sometime. Have you ever had walking pneumonia? Well, we'll talk about that too. And what is NO? NO stands for nitric oxide. And CoQ10 has wonderful attributes for dental problems, periodontal disease, heart, circulation, a wonderful antioxidant, and also for migraine headaches. So let's talk about all this during this hour. Such a short time to be with you. I kind of feel like I'm neglecting you. But my Christmas wish for you, you know, I would like to have you really change your life. And you can. But I can't make you do anything. You are the one responsible for your health. And I am too. I'm not blaming you. I'm not criticizing you. I'm not pointing fingers at you. But I don't think anybody has ever told you, maybe except me in the past month, we are responsible for our health. Doctors can't improve our health. They can't even improve their own health. They don't know how. They always just say, eat a balanced diet. If you know what a balanced diet is, please contact me. I have never been able to figure out what a balanced diet means. So I want you to have the best health in 2025. But right now, I really would like to extend a holiday greeting to each and every one of you. This year is coming to a close. And I hope you take some time to reflect positively on the year that is almost past and the year to come. We have been so blessed. Even though there has been chaos in this world, chaos in America, things aren't going the way we would like to have them go. You know, there was such, the 1940s, the 50s, after the World War II, into the 60s and 70s, were a blessed time. It was a blessed time. And I would like to go back to those days when it was so simple. But still, I want to give thanks. And I think we should all want to give thanks for our successes, for our health, and look forward to our plans for the future. While I celebrate this season because it marks the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I believe there is a sense of rebirth in each and every one of us, and a recognition that we are blessed beyond our imaginations. And we are so fortunate, I believe, in caring for others and guiding people to better health. I believe in the magic of Christmas. And I believe that every day should be Christmas. And the joy it fills in our heart. I believe Christmas is more than giving, than receiving. Because as you give, what you receive is so much more valuable to you than money. And that the best gift in life are friends, love, good health, and the blessings that God has bestowed upon us. Let us be thankful for this past year. We can learn from the mistakes we made. We can be better because of the mistakes we made. There are things that I want to recall. Why did I say that? That sounded stupid. Why did I say that to that person? You know, we all make mistakes. But mistakes are part of learning for the future. And I want to just make sure that you are a blessing to me. Because I would not be where I am today if it wasn't for you. I love each every one of you. Sincerely and honestly. You have made my life a blessing. I want to return that blessing to you. I promise I'll give you every opportunity to be healthier. I'll give you ideas and new concepts and supplements, formulations, combinations for all good health. But I can only offer you that. I can give it to you, but do you receive it? I feel the pain of where you're going through. I feel for everyone that is hospitalized, everyone in a nursing home, everyone that doesn't have good health. But we can, doing the simplest things, we can regain our health no matter how old we are, what condition we are plagued with. But over time, we can get healthier every day. But you have to do it. I can't do it for you. I can tell you some ideas on how to accomplish good health. But we all have to do it on our own. We can't eat for pleasure. We have to make sure that what we eat maintains our health and creates a survival mode for the future. The shortest day or the longest night of the year is today. Today is the winter solstice. In the northern hemisphere, today, December 21st, is the shortest day of the year. Why does that matter about health? Well, where I live, here in Wisconsin, we'll have about 9 hours of sunlight. About 40% less sun than we get in June, when we have about 15 hours of sunlight. And what does no sunlight mean? Well, first of all, it does not produce a neurotransmitter called serotonin. It also means no vitamin D production. So we are unhappy, both because of a lack of vitamin D and serotonin. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that talks to our nervous system, our brain, our cells. On December 21st, assuming you are covered up to protect your cold weather, you need 2 hours of sun exposure at noon when the sun is the strongest for that day for your body to regenerate and generate enough vitamin D. Vitamin D is not, well, yes, it's a sunshine vitamin. But that's when cavemen wore no clothes or very little and was out in the sun all day. We work behind walls and glass that we don't have the effect of sun. I leave for the office going on 5 a.m. in the morning. I can't see any sun. And when I'm returning back home, the sun is already gone. I've been in a building all day. No sunshine. And even if you sit by the windows, that's no sunshine. But in contrast, if you wear a swimsuit in Miami during the summer, no sunscreen, you only need 3 minutes of sun to generate your daily vitamin D levels. Assuming you are an otherwise healthy person, that means plenty of cholesterol. Because vitamin D that the sunshine makes needs cholesterol, and that's where vitamin D comes from. The sunshine radiating on our skin activates the cholesterol under the skin to produce vitamin D. Now, are you on statin drugs? Then you might need several hours more than the 2 hours of sun exposure at noon. You might need 4 or 5 hours. Where are you going to get that time? Do you stand outside for 2 straight hours in the winter? Not in Wisconsin, you don't. And you have to be bare. The sun can't radiate on your clothing and produce vitamin D. It has to radiate on your skin. And they have estimated that you need 50% of your body bare for the sun to radiate on your skin sufficiently enough to produce vitamin D. We don't do it. So make sure you're getting plenty of vitamin D as a supplement. Over 40% of all Americans have vitamin D, that dog, a D deficiency, and particularly D3. It's the animal source of vitamin D, which is the most effective source of vitamin D. There's also another vitamin D2 that's only about 50% as effective as D3. You want D3. And many experts think that 100% of Americans have low, suboptimal vitamin D levels. Now, signs of low or deficient vitamin D are not always obvious, but here are some that you may want to think about. You have brain fog? Are you confused easily? Are you trying to think of the word and it doesn't come to mind? That could be a vitamin D deficiency. Do you have weak, sore, painful muscles? And this happens especially in kids. You have chronic fatigue and tiredness, bone and joint pain, bone loss, or mishappened bones, like in the case of severe deficiency. Most experts, not the government, they're not experts. They're listening to the drug companies and the food manufacturers. They're trying to please everybody, keep everybody in the money. Experts recommend a minimum of 5,000 international units, abbreviated IU, 5,000 IU, that stands for international units, of vitamin D daily for most people, and maybe more, especially in the winter. I highly recommend, you know, most people don't want to spend the money to find out how many vitamins and minerals are in their body. We can actually determine if we have a deficiency of zinc or selenium or anything else. But vitamin D has such a, in fact, it's not a vitamin. It's a hormone. Vitamin D is a hormone. And we can't live without it. And we are trying to live with maybe a very deficient quantity of this hormone. Hormones have to be at a high optimal level to be able to support the health of the body. Now, we don't know how much we need. And every individual is unique and special, and they have a very specific level of vitamin D requirement. I would definitely have your doctor check your level of vitamin D. I thought I was taking plenty of vitamin D, and I had a doctor check it. And it was suboptimal, below levels. So I opted. Wow, what a difference. I felt fantastic, even more fantastic than I always do. Most doctors, conventional doctors, want to see 30 nanograms per deciliter of blood. The real experts on vitamin D want to see it at 60 to 80, not 30. 30 is just surviving. You don't want to survive. You want to thrive. So get your level of vitamin D higher. I was taking 10,000 IU. And my holistic physician suggested it go to 20,000. And that made a huge difference. Vitamin D has so many wonderful health benefits. Too much to describe now, but someday we should do something on just vitamin D. How can anyone ever have holiday stress? It's a great time. Family gathers around. Hey, maybe you're making dinner for 27 relatives that you haven't seen for who knows when, and now they heard you're making Christmas dinner, all of a sudden the door is open and closed, open and closed, open and closed. All of these people came. Now you may have stress. But if you prepare, you don't have to have stress. So is it getting the best of you? Nearly 9 out of 10 Americans. Hey, listen, 9 out of 10 Americans say there is something every year that gives them stress during the holidays. Like spending too much money. It's not about money at Christmas. It's about friends. It's about gathering together. About sharing conversations, love, happiness, and maybe just one small gift that maybe you made There's a lot more meaning in a gift that you made than one you order from Amazon. You're stressed out because you can't find the right gift. Having too much to do. I've got to pause, my friends. I really ran past my time. I'm going to be here. Don't go away. I'm going to be here for another portion of the program up to the top of the hour. But I've got to pause for a few minutes here for some commercial. I'll come right back. I won't leave you, so don't leave me either. I'll be right back. And welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally, and I'll be here until the top of the hour talking about holiday stress that's beating you up, getting the best of you, crushing you over the holidays. You're not enjoying Christmas. It's supposed to be a time of joy, a time of love, a time of friends, a time of happiness, not stress. But over half of Americans, in fact, 9 out of 10 Americans, say there is something every year that gives them stress during the holidays. And over half of the Americans say it takes them weeks to feel less stressful after the holidays. You don't have to allow stress to destroy your holidays. And you don't have to have weeks to recover if you have stress. I'm going to give you two herbal ingredients that'll take the stress away. So don't let stress get you down. There is answers for it. Why do we have stress? When you have a situation that you can't control and it destroys your life, it causes your cortisol, another hormone, in fact, it's called the stress hormone, cortisol, C-O-R-T-I-S-O-L, cortisol, the stress hormone. We can reduce that stress hormone by a plant herb called ashwagandha. Ashwagandha. Sounds Indian, doesn't it? Well, it is. It's known as Indian ginseng because ginseng does not grow in India. I think it possibly could, but nobody has ever done that because they have so many other good herbs, they don't look for it. Ashwagandha is known as Indian ginseng. And in a study of stressed adults taking ashwagandha, the stress hormone that's destroying your life, the levels of cortisol were reduced by 23%. That's a lot. And red ginseng. Now, you could take these together. Would be a huge benefit. These are both adaptogens. That means they help you adapt to the environment. Adapt to the situation. Adapt to the conditions. All conditions are not good, but they only affect us based on our beliefs. So taking these two together would be a huge benefit because red ginseng, in a clinical study, including people with chronic fatigue, energy levels were increased by 67%. Now, between the two of them, you're lowering the stress hormone by 23%. You're increasing energy levels, reducing fatigue by 67%. These are huge numbers in terms of return on your health. And then make sure you get a good night's sleep. Although stress interferes with sleep, and a lack of sleep can increase stress levels, but my favorite molecule to reducing stress at night and getting a good night's sleep is melatonin. It helps restore the body's natural sleep cycle. Now, you might only need a milligram 5 milligrams, 10 milligrams. I usually use 25 to 35 to 40 milligrams of melatonin at nighttime. It works fantastically. And don't take it before you go to bed. You miss such a huge portion of the time that melatonin could work. Actually, there's a mechanism in our brain, in the pineal gland in the brain, that releases it at the first sign of darkness. Darkness is a sign we should go to sleep. Before there were lights, everybody went to sleep when it got dark. But now we have artificial lights that can keep us up all night. So if you take your melatonin an hour before midnight to go to bed, it's not going to work. Take melatonin at sunset. Regardless of the situations, that's the ideal time that the pineal gland was going to release the melatonin in the body. Now, our pineal gland doesn't do exactly what we would like it to do. Doesn't release enough. And so we're short on melatonin. And if you don't understand melatonin and you think it's just for sleep, it affects every cell in our body day and night. I wrote a book on melatonin because I'm so impressed. A lot of people think this is a hormone. And by world's experts on melatonin, they say it is not a hormone. It's a marvelous miracle molecule. It works on every cell in our body day and night. You can take it daytime if you have need for it because it's anti-inflammatory, immune boosting. It's an antioxidant. Tremendous benefits. But for sleep time, it's released at nighttime, at darkness. So take it to relieve your stress. But take it early in the night, not an hour before you go to bed. That's too late. And then it doesn't work as well. And then you can also use a combination of essential plant oils, like lavender, ravensara, mandarin orange, and lemon balm. These are all very good for reducing stress and initiating sleep. Now, people have had candida for a long, long time. Candida overgrowth. What is it? Well, candida is a yeast that is naturally found in the human body. It's a live substance. It grows like a mold. It grows. If your house has mold, it may not stop growing unless you take precautionary measures. So a lack of beneficial probiotics in the gut, plus a diet high in sugar, sugar feeds yeast. That's how we make wine, sugar and yeast. So a diet high in sugar, a lot of stress, but now we learned how to take care of stress. And the use of antibiotics, drugs that let candida multiply, get out of control, because antibiotics don't work on candida. But now some of the symptoms that you might want to be aware of candida overgrowth, include oral thrush, which is abnormal white patches in the mouth. Chronic fatigue, recurrent infections, digestive issues, skin and nail fungal infections. These are all related to candida. Now, one of the questions I always get, I buy brewer's yeast in the health food store, or I like to take yeast for the protein and for the B vitamins. That has nothing to do with candida. Candida is a live yeast. Brewer's yeast or any other kind of nutritional yeast is dead, meaning that it's been pasteurized. It's been heated. It will not grow. It will not affect Candida. So how do you stop Candida? Well, first of all, you got to get your gut healthy. And the only best way that I know to get the gut healthy is with probiotics. Probiotics are living bacteria. They're friendly bacteria. And I would say take about 20 billion live probiotics, including the three top human probiotics, Plantarum, Rhamnosus, and Bifidum. These three are human strains. Oh, I've seen products sold in health food stores that have animal strains sold to humans. You have to know exactly what to get. Plantarum, Rhamnosus, and Bifidum are the three best human strains of probiotics. I love Plantarum. Well, all three. Because I take 20 billion twice a day. So I take 40 billion in the morning. And then you could add natural antifungals. One of the best antifungals is propolis. Propolis has been shown to reduce Candida levels by taking 200 milligrams twice daily. Clean your gut. If you've got Candida growing in your gut, you're going to have all kinds of problems. But you can reduce the Candida by taking propolis. Also, essential oils are hugely able to eliminate all types of pathogens, everything. Same with propolis. Propolis doesn't just get rid of Candida, but bacterial, viral, and fungal infections. These are all natural. They're all safe. There's no side effects. They're not drugs. They're not synthetic chemicals. They may contain many, many. In fact, there is over 200 natural chemicals found in propolis. You have a storehouse, a warehouse of ingredients, of nutrients that work on your behalf. And the essential oils are able to eliminate all types of pathogens, including Candida and other bacterial and yeast infections. I would take about 75 to 150 milligrams of a concentrated blend of plant oils, including cinnamon, thyme, clove, oregano, twice daily. These are very, very powerful and destructive to pathogens. Thyme kills 95% of all bacteria. And then consider getting your blood sugar checked. Why? Because diabetes is a risk factor for yeast infection in the mouth. A 2019 study found that older adults with diabetes are over four times more likely to develop yeast infection in the mouth called thrush from Candida overgrowth versus people with normal blood sugar levels. Sugar feeds everything. Not good. So lower your level of sugar, and that'll also help get your blood sugar level under control and maybe reduce any medication for diabetes. Preventing vision problems is a common question that I get from many, many people. And here are two studies that indicate how to prevent vision problems. Here's one study on how to prevent vision loss, vision problems. Number one is curcumin. macular degeneration is the most frequent cause of irreversible vision loss due to deterioration of the retina. It causes loss of center vision. Imagine looking at a clock. You can see the numbers around the outside, but not the hand. There are no treatments to reverse macular degeneration, but it can be slowed down and prevent it from deteriorating more quickly. In the first new study, researchers compared the risk of developing macular degeneration in adults age 50 and older, and comparing those who took curcumin with those who did not take curcumin. The results were pretty outstanding. Taking a curcumin supplement, especially one that is blended with essential oils, plant oils, actually oil from turmeric, because curcumin is very difficult to be absorbed. So the top experts, medical experts, researchers, are trying to find a way to improve the absorption of curcumin. And one way is to increase the absorption is by blending curcumin with turmeric essential oils. And it increases the absorption by 700%. And that kind of curcumin reduced the risk of macular degeneration by at least 70%. And additionally, those using curcumin had a 54% decreased risk of blindness and an 85% reduced risk of needing the most aggressive drug treatment, of course, with the most adverse effects, side effects, if they did not develop macular degeneration. The second study was on lutein, spelled L-U-T-E-I-N, lutein. So researchers recruited 36 adults, ages 40 to 70, who were otherwise healthy, except they had low dietary intake of lutein. Now, what is lutein? It's a form of carotenoid. Not beta-carotene, but it's in that family. It is actually made from a plant called marigold flowers. Very orange in color. It's a compound from plants, carotenoid. It keeps the eyes healthy, protecting them from damage such as light rays or blue light. Half the group continued with their normal diet and half received 2 ounces of pistachio nut, another source of lutein. They did this daily. That doubled their intake of lutein. 12 weeks later, macular density, a sign of retinal health, had increased by 60% in the pistachio group, while declining 10% in the control group. It's unfortunate because nuts are not considered food. They're more or less like a snack. Maybe occasionally, especially around Christmas. That's when they bring out all the nuts. But we should be eating nuts daily, just a small handful, like we would eat a serving of broccoli or a serving of cauliflower or a serving of Brussels sprouts or whatever it might be. We don't consider nuts as part of the daily intake, dietary intake. Now, the group that was taking pistachio nuts had an increase of 60% in eye health, retinal health, while the group not taking pistachio nut in just 12 weeks declined another 10% declined. So the takeaway of all this, again, this is how we gain our health. Adding beneficial plant compounds, such as found in curcumin and carotenoids, like lutein, like the polyphenols in curcumin, can help preserve your vision for a longer period of time, maybe for a lifetime. If you do it often, pistachio nuts, maybe not every day, but two or three times a week. And maybe mix it up, sometimes walnuts, two or three times a week. Make nuts part of your dietary intake. Hugely, vastly, vastly important for your heart health. Now, how do we improve babies? Well, there's some research on maternal exercise that benefits babies. Researchers collected data from 1,000 mothers and children from early pregnancy until the child was at least 7 years of age, more than almost an 8-year study. They found that children born to mothers who exercised at least 3 times per week while pregnant were 50% less likely to develop asthma than children born to moms who didn't exercise. Researchers still don't know why. Why a mother's exercise habits affect asthma risk in children. This study builds on previous research reporting that lung function in 3-month-old babies was better if their mom had exercised during pregnancy versus babies born to mothers who didn't exercise. Now, moderate exercise was as effective as high-intensity exercise. So you don't have to pound the concrete. You don't have to work like crazy. Exercise. Move. Walk. Swim. Bike. Keep moving. Because you're pregnant, don't sit on the couch and watch TV. But important, of course, pregnant women should talk to their doctor before beginning any exercise program. Are you fit enough? Does the doctor believe that your pregnancy is sound enough? But talk to your doctor. Now, poor sleep. Boy, poor sleep gets blamed for so many things, and well that it should. Now we know it prematurely ages your brain. Researchers collected data from almost 600 individuals starting in their 40s. All of the participants completed sleep questionnaires at the beginning of the study and underwent brain scans 10 years later. The results, the brain scans for the people who reported at the beginning of the study that they had poor sleep quality, they had difficulty falling asleep, or they had problems staying asleep, showed that their brains had aged almost 3 times faster than the people who had no problems with sleep. In other words, the people who had good sleep cycle had younger brains and more efficient brains than the people with sleep problems. So how do you get a good night's sleep? For natural, healthy sleep, I would highly recommend, and which we talked about in the program today, melatonin. 2.5 milligrams to 15 to 20 milligrams at dusk, at darkness. As soon as darkness is indicated, take melatonin. Not before you go to bed, not an hour before you go to bed. Sometimes you go to bed at midnight, way too late. Melatonin is not going to work right. Take it at dusk, sunset, to help reset your natural sleep cycle. You can also take 125 to 250 milligrams of concentrated plant oils about an hour before bed. This is a different mechanism, so take it an hour before bed. Mandarin orange, lemon balm, ravensara, lavender to ease not only insomnia, but anxiety. And if stress is your problem, ashwagandha or the alchemides from Echinacea. Alchemide. Echinacea has many different compounds. They have the polysaccharides that can help you reduce cold and cough or cold and flu. But the echinacea also contains alchemides that reduces anxiety. So 150 to 300 milligrams of ashwagandha, stress reduction, we talked about that earlier in the program, standardized to 35% of with linalides. It reduces cortisol levels and improves sleep quality by over 50%. Yes, it reduces stress. It gives you more energy. But it also reduces cortisol, improves your sleep quality by 50%. And if you're going to take the angustifolia for the alchemides, 40 to 80 milligrams daily or at nighttime. With that, my friends, this is the end of the program. But I always hate to say goodbye. But I'll see you again soon. So join me right here, same time, same station. Say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great country.
Think local this holiday season with Family Natural Foods, where truly unique gift ideas include Vanvoss gourmet oils and balsamic vinegars, gourmet chocolates, fair trade coffee and hand-woven baskets, fabulous essential oils. You just got to come in and see this stuff. Give the gift of health with Terry Naturally products on sale this month, or maybe a gift certificate for that hard-to-buy person in your life. Get to Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Ave in Wisconsin Rapids and think local this holiday season. Family Natural Foods.
The Todd Allbush Show.
UW System spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW System.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Many Americans are heading home this weekend after Christmas, and some of them are heading into rough weather.
An incredibly active period across the country.
CBS News New York meteorologist Vanessa Murdoch says tornadoes could touch down in the Gulf Coast states.
The risk of tornadic activity is pretty significant. Damaging wind, hail as well. Out west, another atmospheric river for the Pacific Northwest. Looking at flood watches for Oregon, Northern California. High wind warnings, snow 1 to 2 feet possible in places like the Cascades and the Rockies.
It's raining today in the Northeast and will for the next few days. Someone bought the winning ticket for the $1.2 billion Mega Millions jackpot in Cottonwood, California.
Our first number tonight is 55. Up next, you have 7. That's followed by 3. Then we have 37, and finally 49. Now for your Mega Ball number is 6.
The odds of winning are 1 in about 303 million, so why play?
I'm always hopeful that one day I'll win.
President-elect Donald Trump is asking the Supreme Court to pause a ban.